Welcome to Knowledge of Salvation podcast. My name is Vytautas, and for those who are really coming to this channel and this podcast, it's all about teaching wisdom and knowledge from Word of God. Of course, warnings and encouragement. When the Lord gives me prophetic dreams, visions, word or revelations, and of course about world events, what's happening around the globe. And all this information literally can benefit current and upcoming generations ahead and shift whole culture and civilization very fast into a more healthy one. And all I'm going to be talking about in these podcasts is not to harm or offend anyone. It is simply topics from my experience and from doing studying and research that will expand as years go on. So observe everything that I say very carefully. Now, this particular podcast I want to speak about separation from people and working with your hands, which ironically, it goes against all these ridiculous lies worldwide, told that once saved always saved, or saved by grace and through faith alone you are, but you still have to do the work, otherwise you will be found lukewarm and you will be left behind in tribulation period that's rapidly coming now. And so far, when it comes to world stage, especially when it comes to recent events, what happened in that Ukraine now, then China Taiwan, all that conflict, Middle East, all that stuff happening, USA alone now with ridiculousness now, like in past 2 years, or all worldwide actually. And it's really, really interesting, because many people talking that gonna be, and I started not one of them. All I would be talking about it's from Word of God. But when Word of God depicted, again, for those who don't know this yet, we now are at third, at least tip of it, seal, which essentially scarcity of food. Again, some regions is bigger, some regions is not yet now, but it's gonna be worldwide. And next thing, when it comes to major things worldwide, seeing gonna be what's coming to USA, virtually United Nations. Russia and China invasion. Again, I'm not talking about all population, because that's, I think, also a misconception when people say, like, well, it's that country. It's probably specific individuals that are in specific government positions or high positions, but also it's not all people from government and not all people from high positions. There's good people there also. So we have to realize this thing that government is not citizens, and government does not mean all people in government. Specific individuals who, whether they know or not, doing will of Satan. That's like simplistic way to put it. But why I'm saying this now, well, it is clearly depicted about the strangers, that you were once a stranger in foreign land. And it talks about past generations when there was Lord God people Israel in the bondage in land of Egypt under Pharaoh. And Pharaoh put a taskmasters to make their work heavy. But we see you seeing 2.0 worldwide. With all this ridiculousness, with all these restrictions, again, portion of it is like obviously we have to be healthy, but the huge chunk is just like, you have to really observe things carefully. But, interestingly is that first verse I want to speak about is in Leviticus 17:11, Well, actually, maybe in context from verse 10 till 12. Of course, not now, no longer at least like people that I interact with. But in our world still exist these secret societies or whatever that stuff is. Essentially, it's like specific individuals doing, the best way to put it, Satanism. So what's written in Leviticus 17 verse 10 till 12, and whatever man of the house of Israel or of the strangers who dwell among you, who eats any blood, I will set my face against that person who eats blood and will cut him off from among his people. For the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it to you upon the altar to make atonement for your souls. For it is the blood that makes atonement for the soul. Therefore I said to the children of Israel, no one among you shall eat blood, nor shall any stranger who dwells among you eat blood. Now, of course, this is extreme case, because there are literally specific individuals in this world who behaves that way with the blood. But point of this specific verse as a hardcore is this: it depiction of Christ, he on altar, on cross, shed his blood, atonement for your souls, washing away your sins, your sins, and you are forgiven. But now it's your duty to sin no more. And when it comes now to the world now, like with innocent bloodshed, with all this sting operations happening, and food shortages, you know, that's gonna be, it's gonna be bad. And as much as some individuals would be denying or twisting, I want to tell directly from what Lord God showed me in some visions. One of them, probably I already spoke about this, one of them where that I've seen it through the spirit, that some of my relatives who would be left behind if they not repent and not seek Lord Jesus Christ would go out in the fields in the grain. And I think it's grain fields, I'm not sure, no, it's like grain fields, like grass or something like that, the sort of like sandish color, whatever, you know. And we're looking for, if I'm correctly, because I was able to hear their thoughts and discussion, the Holy Spirit is a knowledge form like coming. I remember they were looking for like raspberries or berries, something like that, like berries, like wild berries, to just eat for the whole day. And we're same time looking for a shelter, even old house, so they could spend the night and not get cold. Then another vision that I've seen, that gonna be, how the best way to put it, cannibalism slash Hunger Games, or same time gonna be this type of, I don't know what amount of in the world that's gonna be happening, there's gonna be violence and cannibalism, and you will have to fully trust in the Lord, and he will guide you, and unless you obey him in those days, you're done. Of course, before those days, you now have ticket through Jesus Christ. If you give your life to him and seek him, observe word of God, and do it. See him daily, sin no more, reject mark of the beast, current sting operation, and other things that's coming. Mark of the beast is without which you cannot buy or sell, that interfaces with your body. Reject it. Seek him daily, give your life to him, accept him as your Lord and Savior, and soon rapture happens. Because time is very short, and you have to be diligent in seeking Him. And yet things are going to be quickening, including I personally believe now that, and I've already seen the evidence of that. Blessings for Lord God's people are going to be quickened. But remember, for whom is much given, much is required. So, if you're following Him, you're following Him fully. Now, starting with that now, and on top of that, now what's the meaning of this? Maybe some people just now coming to this podcast. Well, I told this, I'm going to tell this again. In the past, atonements for sin was like various type of animals. The one many I remember, stamped without blemish for his born, was put on altar and shed the blood now for atonement for sin. And people, I literally purely assume that's how it was. People, just another sin. Just bring another animal. We just going to grow more animals, more flock. Just bring another animal, another lamb without blemish, another lamb without blemish. And I believe God had enough. Although it's not written in the Word of God, but I personally believe that He had enough, and He sent Jesus Christ to be sacrificed on cross, shedding His blood, because He is Lamb of God, firstborn Son of God, without blemish, meaning with no sin, and He washed away all of our sins, understanding that no more atonement is going to be done, no more. You have to sin no more. That also means that all of these masses, all of these rites, all of these speakings to false gods, false doctrines, doctrines of devils, you name it from whatever culture, they mean nothing. Because ultimate sacrifice on cross was done. Now your duty is sin no more, including do not go after false gods. Of course, it's a short version, no? Like I already talked about that much, and I'm already there's a bunch of podcasts, literally teachings already in the channel, including in whatever platform you take. Second verse I want to speak about, in the context of for that, we're gonna have to go because I don't want to be talking just part of it. I'm going to be talking fullness of it. Leviticus 20. Leviticus 20. Leviticus 20, verse 22 to 26. You shall therefore keep all my statutes and all my judgments. This is Lord God speaking. All my statutes and all my judgments. Not just 10. All and perform them, practical application in your life individually, that the land where I am bringing you to dwell may not vomit you out, including where you put it, where you're dwelling, that you would not be rejected by various circumstances, including curses for disobedience. And you shall not walk in the statutes of the nation which I am casting out before you. For they commit all these things, and therefore I abhor them. But I have said to you, you shall inherit their land, and I will give it to you to possess, a land flowing with milk and honey. I am the Lord your God, who has separated you from the peoples. So you, if you choosing serve Lord Jesus Christ under the new covenant, you separated from peoples, you are a new creation, and you have to do according to the word of God. And of course, I already spoke about this, I can't remember which podcast prior, and I suggest you overall read all Leviticus 20, and overall all Leviticus, but particularly 20 chapter, because there is depicted about various sexual immoralities and adulteries. So, those things nations doing, and those things put in front of your eyes, so you understanding that they are sin, would not be doing it. Simple as that. Now further depicted, you shall therefore distinguish between clean animals and unclean, between unclean birds and clean, and you shall not make yourselves abominable by beast or by bird or by any kind of living thing that creeps on the ground, which I have separated from you as unclean. So there's clean birds, and overall animals and unclean, and you should be eating just clean, but not clean. Which ironical part, when I took heat at this stuff, when it comes to healthy eating, and I think I already made a podcast about it. I can't remember which one. But people who live in healthy lifestyle are the ones, not the ones who just know wishy-washy, but the ones who truly live in healthy lifestyle. In their dietary are only clean animals. No unclean. And no wonder they're living better. No wonder they're feeling better. No wonder they, you know, including have energy for the whole day. Because they're eating only clean animals. And clean birds. Only the ones who got allowed to eat. Whether they know it or not. Whether they know, these people know from what to get or not. But blessings still coming. So it's not just custom of life, you know, and tips, you know, yeah, it's tip, you know, but it's ultimately from Word of God, Holy Bible. And if you ask me, I prefer, you know, King James Version and New King James Version. And further depicted, and you shall be holy to me. So it's Lord God saying, you shall be holy to me. For I, the Lord, am holy and have separated you from the peoples that you should be mine. Even if it comes to the food, or drinks, or lifestyle, or behavior, or thoughts, or actions. Everything has to be done according to the word of God. So anyone that tells, like, works does not save you. Well, in word of God, multiple times depicted, when people behaved against word of God, eventually people perished because God had enough. Some of them even literally fell dead and there. I assume it depicts heart attack. So if you want to live long, if you want to rejoice, and if you want to have eternal life, you know, of course, to Jesus Christ, but you still have to do word of God. Of course, it's your choice. It has to be free will. Still is there. A man or a woman who is a medium, further a little bit depicted. A man or a woman who is a medium or who has familiar spirits shall surely be put to death. They shall stone them with stones, their blood shall be upon them. Well, of course, you have to remember that that's exactly why Holy Spirit is bringing you this name. That no more stonings needs to be done. Sins already washed away by Christ. So you're removing stones and you're literally removing murdering aspect. Literally, what this verse saying in context of new covenant of Jesus Christ, that's why you have to study all word of God with the covenant of Jesus Christ, new one in context. This verse meaning that no more people should be talking with mediums or be mediums and talking with familiar spirits, as some people call them, or whatever. It's demons, stop doing that. It's simple like that now. Literally, God making a level up atonement that you understand no more atonement is going to be done. Same time, He forgiving you everything and inviting you to stop sinning. Further now, another verse depicted. In Deuteronomy 2, verse 7. Actually, Deuteronomy 2, because in the context it's me, it matters, Deuteronomy 2, verse 1 to 7. Then we turned to, and journeyed into the wilderness of the way of the Red Sea, and as the Lord spoke to me, and we skirted Mount Seir for many days. And the Lord spoke to me, saying, you have skirted this mountain long enough. Turn northward. And command the people, saying, you are about to pass through the territory of your brethren, the descendants of Esau, who live in Seir, and they will be afraid of you. Therefore, watch yourselves carefully. Do not meddle with them, for I will not give you any of their land, no, not so much as one footstep, because I have given Mount Seir to Esau as a possession. You shall buy food from them with money that you may eat, and you shall buy water from them with money that you may drink. For the Lord your God has blessed you in all the work of your hand. He knows your trudging through this great wilderness these 40 years. The Lord your God has been with you. You have lacked nothing. And many times now, like, again, like, in this world, some ridiculous cultures, like, where if somehow you're not going quick enough with the culture and with other people that are your age, you looking like outcast. But you have to understand that the wealth comes not on your terms, but on God's terms. And what some people having, and especially when things going smooth, life goes well, like, oh, it's this, and here it's like, and I, to me it's really funny, you know, like, I know this, like, literally this plague would happen. Before this, now Lord, again, told me to relocate here, where I am right now, and there's gonna be some time, you know, literally season, you know, but I will serve him, you know, like, and serve, you know, my parents, you know. And he will provide things in his time, and I'm patient. I've seen actually proof from woman of my life, from her life. She waited a long time. And I've seen the whole process, and to me it's funny, you know, like, I still remember 2 years ago, before this whole plague, one of the elders telling me, well, there are people having marriages and having jobs and having life and children, and here with you, you're just like stuck. And how ironical, the past 2 years, whole world was stuck. So it's almost like person even unintentionally tried to curse, but then backlash. And show that stop mocking, literally Lord God almost saying, stop mocking my people. Because you can stuck be in one day very, very fast. So stop speaking like that. And I believe from him it was worldwide, all individuals who were mocking and scoffing in that way. From Lord God it was soft, edifying lesson to learn that do not laugh, do not mock from people who having hard time, because he can remove that hard time from those people, or even slow it down a bit, like lower the amount of struggle, and put that struggle on other person that mocking from them. Be very careful. It's written, you know, like in the Word of God, it's scriptural. Blessed is he that blesses you, and cursed is he that curses you. And I've seen literally, I would say in these past 2 years, I've seen from relatives so much situations where people trying to curse me, you know, sometimes intentionally, but majority times intentionally. Even if they would be saying it intentionally, and I see these things backlashing on them. And I get, I remember I gave warning once, actually two times, and person stopped misbehaving. God is really good, you know, and he is just. And you cannot laugh from him either. So, further depicted. Deuteronomy, and this Deuteronomy book is the best book ever. Truly, people, like, if I would recommend for you to read something, I would recommend to you read Deuteronomy book, study it fully, like never before. So in Deuteronomy 8, verse 11 till 20. Beware that you do not forget the Lord your God by not keeping his commandments, his judgments, and his statutes, which I command you today, lest when you have eaten and are full, and have built beautiful houses and dwell in them, and when your herds and your flocks multiply, and your silver and your gold are multiplied, and all that you have is multiplied, when your heart is lifted up, and you forget the Lord your God, who brought you out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage, who led you through that great and terrible wilderness in which were fiery serpents and scorpions, which depiction is demons and Satan, and thirsty land where there was no water, who brought water for you out of the flinty rock, is depicting about Moses when he was with Israel, Lord God's people, in the wilderness, and there was no water, they were thirsty, he struck the stone and there was water gushing from the stone. Of course, ordained by God, who fed you in the wilderness with manna, which your fathers did not know, that he might humble you, and that he might test you to do you good in the end. Then you say in your heart, my power and the might of my hand have gained me this wealth. And boy, I've seen this stuff so much. And actually, I would say after people were boasting like this, in a year period, probably at some cases month period, because of this boastfulness, people becoming prideful, oh, I just did this, did nothing else, quickly things being removed or extreme restrictions happen. Sometimes even partnerships with business co-workers happen. I've seen that also in some areas from very well-known people. And then, of course, humbling moment comes, you know, and people understand that they should be content with what they have and stop misbehaving, even if they don't know that it's Word of God. But it's in Word of God depicted, those who he loves, he chastises, meaning like specific harsh lessons come. And further depicted, and you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you power to get wealth, for that he may establish you, not you, that he may establish his covenant which he swore to your fathers, as it is this day. Then it shall be, if you by any means forget the Lord your God, and follow other gods from small g, meaning false gods, and serve them and worship them, I testify against you this day that you shall surely perish. As the nations of which the Lord destroys before you, so you shall perish, because you would not be obedient to the voice of the Lord your God. And many people say, like, well, I'm not hearing God. Look, I personally believe it was Jesus Christ who was calling my name one time. That's it. Softly, gently. That's it. Never heard that voice ever again. But through the Holy Spirit, things like in true knowledge, like in milliseconds being revealed to me, sometimes even you experience through these recordings, you know, literally in real time, Holy Spirit reveals things. And but majority of times for me personally, Lord God spoke to me through his word of God. I think at that time I was, literally studied and still studying New King James Version, but also King James Version also. I would say far more important, but for me, the Holy Spirit led me to New King James Version, but when it's needed, back to King James Version. And he reveals things. And people, I tell this gently, you know, that people who do not study Word of God, you are missing so much revelations, so much important stuff. And that's why, for example, people in their middle of their age having terrible perishings, because they are not obeying Lord God, not observing what he says and not doing. Simple as that. For example, it's depicted, do not practice witchcraft, drugs and poisons, pharmakia, pharmacy. You see in past 2 years many people perishing from this operations. You've seen many people perishing from using cigarettes, from using nicotine, from using any type of drugs, including alcohol. Why? Because people not taking heed that you should not be consuming these things. And people still consuming these things, rebelling against God, therefore they perishing ahead of their time, which should be at least 120 years. Some people living because they obtaining some passing grace from God, living 130 years. I can't remember what oldest person, but I think it's more older than that. you have to study the Word of God and you have to do it. There's no other way around this. Now, further depicted in Deuteronomy 9, the verse 9 to 11, and a bit Deuteronomy 9, verse 9 to 4, because the context matters. And what is depicted here is that when I went up into the mountain to receive the tablets of stone, the tablets of the covenant which the Lord made with you, it's Moses speaking here, then I stayed on the mountain 40 days and 40 nights. I neither ate bread nor drank water. Then the Lord delivered me two tablets of stone written with the finger of God, and on them were all the words which the Lord has spoken. See that it's not depicted 10 commandments, it's depicted all the words which the Lord had spoken. To you on the mountain from the midst of the fire in the day of the assembly. So firstly, he, Lord God, spoken things, and then those words that he spoken not so long time before Moses going on this mountain, then Lord God wrote these things on tablet, on two tablets. And it came to pass at the end of 40 days and 40 nights that the Lord gave me two tablets of stone, the tablets of the covenant. Tablets of the covenant with God. Then the Lord said to me, arise, go down quickly from here, for your people whom you brought out of Egypt have acted corruptly. They have quickly turned aside from the way which I commanded them. Now how they did it? It is written, they have made themselves a molded image, false god, idol. Furthermore, the Lord spoke to me, saying, I have seen this people, and indeed they are a stiff-necked people. Other word is stubborn. Let me alone. Well, imagine that, Lord God saying it in the Deuteronomy book, Old Testament, in Moses' times, to Moses. Let me alone, that I may destroy them and blot out their name from under heaven, and I will make of you a nation mightier and greater than they. What Lord God was saying, essentially he was saying, these people literally making false gods, molded images, and furthermore it was even more wickeder situations with carved images, which also abomination to the Lord God, and even crucified Jesus Christ statue, whether it's from wood or processed stone, which is silver or whatever. Even crucified Christ statue, which is not Christ, it's just statue. Even that, it is abomination to Lord God. And because Lord and Christ, Christ and Lord, crucified Christ statue are abomination even to the Lord Jesus Christ, which is in heaven on waiting patiently to rapture his church, waiting commandment command from the from Lord God to gather the church. Which is not building, it's people who commit their lives to Christ and follow him, sin no more, reject Mark of the Beast, accept him as Lord and Savior, believe in him, commit their lives to him. So then, and literally Lord God saying that people who not doing these customs with false gods and all these abominations, such people who following him and doing and obeying Lord God and being patient, are far better than the ones who being stiff-necked and stubborn and falling back in their old ways and worshipping false gods. And he was angry, ready to destroy people who literally rebelling against God and sin. Now this was before Jesus Christ, by the way. So glory to Jesus Christ that now through him we have eternal life now, but we still have to sin no more, including stop worshipping false gods. And about that again, I'm not going to repeat myself now. Already I did like long, literally, teaching Satan Deception Tools for Religions. It's from 19 podcast till 48, and I detail you like naming every single of these false doctrines, when talking about its belief systems, about its practices and symbolism, and compare it historically between each of them, and what's Word of God saying about that stuff. And every single time, it's doctrines of devils, every single time, of these false doctrines. And same thing, you know, like people who say like, oh, Christianity, or true Christianity is like when you doing Word of God and seeking Lord Jesus Christ daily and sin no more. Not when you saying you believe in Him, but you keep doing whatever you want, or possible sin. That's not Christianity. Going in the building of a church where there are false idols and you singing phrases in front of these false idols, that's not Christianity. So, yeah, it's, I really hope that people are going to take heed now, and again, all the teaching is there. And, you know, like, audio platforms as well, you know, all the jet. And I know what I can speak about this now, because, like, I know there's, like, all these, you cannot speak about this, cannot speak about that, you know, all these restrictions. Well, I can, because I did study it to the core. And I know factually what is written, and what are warnings, and what are actual examples, how things happening worldwide. And if you're looking, you don't have to look too far now. You can look even if you are inside university or college. You're already going to see proof. What is true and what is false now, and from what courses for disobedience coming, and for what blessings for obedience of the word of God coming. So, further depicted in Deuteronomy 10, verse in the context, so verse 16 to 22, therefore circumcise the foreskin of your heart and be stiff-necked no longer. Doing no more, no practical application word of God. Stop being stiff-necked, stop being so much like almost with the fangs into these false doctrines. Stop, release it. Why we need to be in literally spiritual slumberness and deception? Why I need so much to believe the lie? For the Lord your God is God of gods, God from big G, of gods, small g, false gods, and Lord of lords, from small L, so he is Lord from big L, of lords, small. And another verse depicted he King of Kings and Lord of Lords. So he is the highest king and he is the highest Lord. There's no other. And I just literally, not so long ago, when it comes to these same deception tools religions, in Twitter and in Miwe side page in description section is gonna be, I shared about so-called Buddha and Buddhism video, where Brother in Christ shared a testimony from ex-monk, and that he had experience in hell, and literally that Buddha was a real person existing, but he is in hell, in eternal life, literally in lake of fire. I think that's how it's depicted. The tormentions that happen. So, anyway, the great God, so Lord God is the great God, mighty and awesome, who shows no partiality nor takes a bribe. And that's why you see also one piece of corruption even in Catholicism. Bribery is happening there, it's ridiculous amount. And for me now, for example, this one particularly for me now was the greatest example when, again, there where it comes true. There was this plague, and yeah, like you have to be, you know, careful. Like you have to be simply sober-minded, you know, eat healthy, live healthy, move at least 30 minutes per day, you know, physically, like all the jets. Ventilate, you know, like your room, you know, like all the jets, like whatever best you can do in your capability. And I remember there was restrictions, I think, in my country where all this Catholicism now, like from this production, they go now in these graveyards now, like now all this process now they're doing whatever. And funny thing, you know, like that there was clearly said should be at least some portion. There was like 3 months or 4 months, no gatherings, no thought people, you know, and even it should be no distance or whatever, you know. And for me, it was ridiculous now, not so much from the people that being deceived, but far much more ridiculousness from Catholicism priests. I can't remember, I don't know this guy now, this like what a random guy. But the fact that person is ready to receive more money to use situation of worldwide crisis and get literally, it's like different. While same time putting people in danger, because actually in the midst of all the stuff, in this like false doctrine of Catholicism, that priest is like the key, you know, like of all these no masses, whatever, all these literal rituals, which of course originally I studied at Satan, but that does not the point. The point is, you know, that it's people ready to risk other people's lives to get to become like thieves. Like in Word of God depicted, Jesus Christ came into temple and it should be not like to or God not to like proper use, but people made it den of thieves. And I've seen this stuff happen. And to me, like, and it's not only in my country, now it's like worldwide. It's just, and I've seen multiple angles of this now when people simply use the situation to it's just ridiculous. Now, further depicted. So Lord God shows no partiality nor takes a bribe. He administers justice for the fatherless and the widow and loves the stranger, giving him food and clothing. Therefore, love the stranger, for you were strangers in the land of Egypt. In other words, what does that mean? That means, for example, you see fatherless, widow, stranger, even I would say another verse depicted poor and needy. For example, now from Ukraine, now people now going away now like to other countries, whatever, even in country where I am. And Lord gave me some visions now that if that would be possibility now, and I glad you know like whatever. If needed, I can sleep on the floor. As long as I can still do you know like recordings on the schedule and everything, you know, and serve the Lord, now I'm good. I can let people know like sleep in whatever. You wanna sleep in bed, go ahead. Till you wanna figure out no stuff, you know, I'm cool. Because we're not taking any of these things with us to heaven anyway. We're going and we're going. And things already there gonna be provided, like houses, tools, equipment, like everything is there, like all arranged for those who are Lord's, who love him, who do Word of God. Including helping stranger, including helping people from Ukraine or from the other country. It would be maybe it's going to be people from Taiwan coming. When things going to be going headwire there. Whatever the country it is, help people, help poor and needy, help with those who are fatherless, help the stranger. Because Lord God helps, and he said he's holy, and because you have to be holy, so you have to be like God. He helps strangers, you have to help the stranger. He helps widows and fatherless, poor and needy, you have to help them also. You shall fear the Lord your God, you shall serve him, and to him you shall hold fast and take oaths in his name. He is your praise and he is your God, who has done for you these great and awesome things, which your eyes have seen. Your fathers went down to Egypt with 70 persons. And now the Lord your God has made you as the stars of heaven in multitude. So therefore, that's exactly why in tribulation period, and many people see these visions, not only visions, but also what the weather depicted, gonna be revival, like this literally like never before. People gonna go and gonna be miracles everywhere, people healed on the spot. And once you realizing that, you have to serve him, and you have free ticket from this place before all the 7-year tribulation, you have to see him. every single day. And therefore, every single time now I'm seeing, it's going to be this day, it's going to be that day, I'm not even clicking on the video. Literally, because like it's not a bad day. Like Holy Spirit gave me, you know, clearly, it's not about the day. It's about what you're doing today for the Lord. Simple as that. You have opportunity, you see a poor person in the street who like don't have to eat, barely have something to clothe, buy him clothes. Or her, depending what gender it is. But buy clothes for that person. Buy food for that person. Maybe get a hotel note so a person could sleep, you know, like night. If you have some company and you need some like worker, you know, and person can do the work, invite the person to the work. Temporarily, he or she can live with you, and then you can help a person navigate in whatever place location. Do that. That's serving the Lord God, not some ridiculousness. Well, you're gonna help to our church, and we're gonna do this for building, and there's gonna be this fanciness and that. Stop doing that. Help poor and needy. Help widows, fatherless. Help people who truly need help. Yeah, you know, establishment, like whatever, if Lord appoints you, sure, like it's rarity, and I've seen these rarities, and I respect these people, as long as they're not abusing them. And they actually, again, much given, much is required. So if for you, Lord God gives building, not to build some false idols, but to actually do the work in that building for the Lord, do it. But you better roll your sleeves. And you better start doing serious work. For the depiction of Deuteronomy 14, verse 1 till 2, you are the children of the Lord your God. You shall not cut yourselves nor shave the front of your head for the dead, for you are a holy people to the Lord your God. And the Lord has chosen you to be a people for himself, a special treasure above all the peoples who are on the face of the earth. So imagine being special through Jesus Christ to be raptured in a point of time. And while you're here, you serving Lord God, and he provides every single thing in air that you appointed. That's exactly what it is. And once you realize this, and again, fifth podcast, I think I recorded New Jerusalem. What I'm talking about, I thought it's New Jerusalem, but apparently it's 1,000-year millennial reign. A snippet from it. And one thing that comes in my mind from your Holy Spirit reminding me again and again and again and again. In their 1,000-year millennial reign, every single person gonna know exactly why they're there, exactly what they have to do, exactly what are their duties, and nothing else. Gonna be no runnings which job I have to find, no runnings like, for example, which area or career I have to choose. There's so many, and I really like many of them, but that one pays more. Gonna be none of that stuff, dude. You appointed where you are, you appointed what you have to do, and that's it. And that gives peace of mind, because you already provided the talent, you already provided with skills, with knowledge from Lord God, and you doing what you're supposed to be doing. And funny thing, I remember one segment, I think I spoke about that in 211 podcast, I believe, reunion of Jesus Christ, church in heaven, I think something like that it's called. Gonna be like four people standing in green fields, like Tonya or Hardcore. And in that vision, all this complex, one of the mansions in heaven, I remember clearly administrational floor or whatever. And there were, a few offices, I think I came in or whatever. I was working there in the future in heaven. And I remember clearly that I came in there, and although people work in offices, one person working with paperwork, other person like... with the calculation with finances, other person like administrator, and I was doing there something. And like, you know, for example, now you come into offices, many people looking stressed. There, not even one person was stressed, not even one person had wrinkles or tiredness in the eyes. That tells you something. So likewise here, do what Lord God appointed you, not what he didn't. Because if you're going to do what he did not appoint to you, you're stealing from him, because that position most likely is for other person, especially if you're not feeling there like it's not for you, but it isn't for you. So stress coming, anxiety coming, depression coming, and you're going to have a hard time working there. And every single time when I still was lukewarm and did not know Word of God at all, tossed to and fro, people saying, oh, go there, but once I realized, and once Lord God revealed to me what I have to do, no more of that. No more. And he appoints in his own time what he appoints, and I fully trust in him, especially because I've seen evidence of that, results of that. And I'm not going to speak those results for specific people, especially if they don't know Word of God, they don't understand capacity. But you brothers and sisters, now, I can tell this, you know, when it happens, I will talk about again my way, but definitely not. I'm not the type of boasting, not really, because again, much given, much required. If you are blessed more, same amount you have to give back to God. Like you better bring your own game, better. You better do something that is literally where you are the best. And of course, he prepares you ahead of time for these things. Now, further was depicted in Deuteronomy 18, verse 17 till 22. And the Lord said to me, what they have spoken is good. I will raise up for them a prophet like you from among their brethren, and will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak to them all that I command him. And it shall be that whoever will not hear my words which he speaks in my name, I will require it of him. But the prophet who presumes to speak a word in my name, which I have not commanded him to speak, or who speaks in the name of other gods from small to meaning false gods, that prophet shall die. And if you say in your heart, how shall we know the word which the Lord has not spoken? When a prophet speaks in the name of the Lord, if the thing does not happen or come to pass, that is not the thing which the Lord has not spoken. The prophet has spoken it presumptuously, you shall not be afraid of him. So, you definitely have to take heed and bring, I would say the best way, bring everything to the Lord. And of course, again, even in the channel, for example, when Lord gave me vision and same time he gave me a revelation that rapture would happen 2021, well, technically, some people saying that it was still April 1st somewhere there, or April 17th, 2021, from Hebrew calendar, I can't remember exactly which day it is. But I generally thought that it's going to be like that. And even it was for other brother in Christ, same way was given. And same way to him, same way to me, it was literally revealed to him in voice, I assume, for me through the knowledge of the Holy Spirit, that this is part of faith. And it's showing literally your faith in Lord God, does not matter how it looks. And what it showed me, it's literally this example that you have to serve him. And how I should describe this, I believe here's what it is. Because it's still free will and nothing written in stone, it's prophecy written but not written in stone. What that means that rapture can happen any day, and we are definitely in season in this third seal. Soon will be fourth seal, invasion of USA. But here's what's interesting, people. That because of all this information and all these things in the world, and there's many of them, whether it's political, whether it's economical, whether it's social, whether it's financial, all of them tied together. And because of free will and people rising up against individuals who are doing rule of Satan, and that's what I believe is true awakening, when people realizing, okay, this cannot be happening anymore, any longer, and we as species have to rise up, you know, and throw down old structures and completely stop this nonsense, stop lies, stop deceptions. And only way to do that is through word of God, when it should be done practically. And again, every single person is different position for each person to be by the Lord will appoint. If you put your faith and trust in Him and come to Him. And if that would be done, no more fear, no more oppression, no more ridiculousness. And these things would be done again, like I said, from 1 week to 1 month. Organized way, of course, because it takes some time, or maybe a year. But it would be literally totally different if it would be everything done according to word of God. And I believe because of the events happened in the past 2 years and how people responded, because I believe there's no like people saying alternative realities are where people would be slumbering, that it would be quickened. But, and I believe that then the rapture would be happening quicker. But because people responded and realized, starting, okay, maybe this is not right way, let's try other way. And maybe many people heard about word of God because of that spiking up of the truth being revealed. And I assume even visions, adding to that, or even tribulation visions, all these things, even for unbelievers. Because of all these combined things, we now are in 2022, but I believe personally, Lord God sees or looks how all civilization gonna be behaving. Are they gonna be slumbering and rejecting the word of God, or are they gonna be coming to Lord God, coming to Jesus Christ, committing their life to Christ, sin no more, rejecting mark of beast, rejecting these ridiculous systems, and doing the word of God, committing their life to Christ, studying word of God, applying it, total difference. Because that's exactly what I've seen from that 1,000-year millennium. People gonna know what they have to do, personally, directly from God. And it's gonna be totally, totally, totally awesome experience, I can tell you. But each of our choices. Are the whole civilization gonna be repenting? Or slumbering gonna be happening, and also truly his raptured and then tribulation. Because tribulation is literally a warning for the whole civilization. Word of God, Revelation book is warning for the whole civilization. If people not gonna repent and not come to Jesus Christ fully, not a picnic. And I already made podcast and visions, you know, like that Lord revealed to me. I already made those podcasts about that. And, you know, same thing exactly, I believe exactly with La Palma. You know. That's the was warning. And if people in USA not gonna repent, gonna be mega tsunami happening. Because Lord God firstly gives warning. And these podcasts also, like these four podcasts about La Palma tsunami, already in also in the Shima. I can't remember exactly where it is, like somewhere 150 or something. I can't remember exactly which podcast it is. So, further was depicted. Deuteronomy 26, verse 8 to 11. So the Lord brought us out of Egypt with mighty hand and with an outstretched arm, with great terror and with signs and wonders. He has brought us to this place and his and has given us this land, a land flowing with milk and honey. And now, behold, I have brought the first fruits of the land which you, O Lord, have given me. Then you shall set it before the Lord your God and worship before the Lord your God. So you shall rejoice in every good thing which the Lord your God has given to you and your house, you and the Levite and the stranger who is among you. So all of you, including strangers, all together, there is no differentiations. All you have to rejoice when the Lord delivers you. And it's going to be happening, this deliverance, with us the people, with great terror and with signs and wonders. Not to you who serve in the Lord, but to the people who are against him. Or maybe even the ones who, if I'm perfect, even the ones who hate him. All, for example, depict the terrible diseases going to come on those who are hating him. And sadly experiencing this, and I really hope the people are going to be... gonna come to Christ while they have time. And it's really only God can do these things when ultra stubborn people, when they see you in action doing the word of God, because maybe in my case now people was rejecting words, so I thought, well, they can't reject my actions because I'm doing them and they see me. And slowly but surely that stiff-neckedness and that bitterness went down. Still some is now, but it's going down of all these people, specific ones I speak about. I'm not going to tell who they are, but they know who they are. And, you know, it's really funny, you know, how God works in this terrible way. And now what you see, you know, like, many people through these past 2 years changed their lifestyles. But I've seen some people backsliding and stuff. And I tell how it is, even I myself was tempted to backslide in old ways. And you know, I hold in on God as best as is possible. Because I really, one of the things I believe would be, you know, dark for people if depicted those who aren't literally vanity things, futility going to be their reward, if I remember correctly, that's how it's depicted. And I really don't want that to be my reward. Because everything going to be tested through fire, brimstone, and heat. And of course, you have to give back to Lord God in other verses depicted 10%. So every single check you get in their modernized thing check, you know, or any wealth, 10% is holy to the Lord, meaning 10% you have to give to him. But, well, how I can give to him if I'm not seeing him? He's not here, he's in heaven. Well, it's depicted how you're touching him when you're touching fatherless, widow, poor, needy, stranger, those who are in need. How you're feeding God when you're feeding these people. How you're helping God when you're helping these people. Poor and needy, those who are in need. And once you realize this, okay, so that means 10% from every your income have to go to poor and needy, widows, fatherless, stranger, orphans, like to these people who are need help. You have to help them with what you can from that 10%. So that instead you having 100% that are cursed, you having 90% that are blessed. And of course, if you feel moved from the Holy Spirit, you can give even more. But it's between you and the Lord now, and there's no forcing there. It's your free will. Now, further depicted in 1 Samuel 16, verse 19 to 23. Therefore, Saul sent messengers to Jesse and said, "Send me your son David, who is with the sheep." And Jesse took a donkey loaded with bread, a skin of wine, and a young goat, and sent them by his son David to Saul. So David came to Saul and stood before him, and he loved him greatly, and he became his armor bearer. Then Saul sent to Jesse, saying, "Please let David stand before me, for he has found favor in my sight." And so it was, whenever the Spirit from God was upon Saul, that David would take a harp and play it with his hand, then Saul would become refreshed and well, and the distressing spirit would depart from him. And I myself experienced this because, again, back in 2019, Lord God revealed to me 444 Hz frequency about, which I speak in 56th podcast. And in the description section down below, going to be full 19 songs released. Many outlets, like major of them, going to be linked for Spotify playlist. And they have the specific frequency, 444 hertz, which worldwide, in 56 podcasts speak about this, but essentially, here's the thing. In all these satanic rituals and all these ridiculous cults was used 432 hertz, because that specific frequency jumps over your heart center and makes you numb. That's why people say, I feel so zen. No, you're feeling numbed out because your heart was emotional center was taken off from hearing that. And that's where Christ was. So, and worldwide, when it comes to music industry, it's 440 hertz, distorted frequency, which is materialistic frequency. That's why you see materialism worldwide. 444 hertz is actual frequency that are even in plants. And about that, all the stuff I speak in 56 podcast, so you can hear that. And hear the frequency, those songs, instrumental songs, Chinese, Japanese, Indian, Middle East, and Egypt, from all these cultures, in description section. Beat for this art is going to be linked directly to playlist. So that's what this frequency does, 444 hertz. It removes the stressing spirit away. And you're becoming refreshed. It brings the presence of the Lord. And it will, if I'm not correctly, helps releasing emotions. Now, further depicted in 2 Samuel 6, verse 5, then David and all the house of Israel played music before the Lord on all kinds of instruments of fir wood, on harps, on string instruments, on tambourines, on sistrums, and on cymbals. So you have to play music before the Lord, not in any other way to any other false god. So it has to be before the Lord. And all these verses I spoke about, I read when I was studying, every single time Holy Spirit revealed to me, that's exactly the specific frequency, 444 hertz. And that's exactly why when you're driving to work and you're turning on the music on radio, which is very rarely, I believe, if it's even ever known, 444 hertz, it's every single time 440 hertz, distorted, it's not natural, and it makes, if I'm not correctly, someone be testing. It distorts water molecules, where 444 hertz brings them together, like in perfect harmony. So it has even regenerational effect. And that's exactly why when you're listening to 440 hertz, when you're going to world music and then you're feeling irritated, or you're in the traffic, you're becoming angry, it's not because of traffic. It's because you're hearing that specific frequency, the tuning, and including same thing is in the movies, same thing is in the radio, advertisements, you name it. This world, that's exactly why this world is going to be as well one of the keys. Everything through the fire purified and all things made new. So people, and that's exactly why it's depicted, there will be peace, no one will make war. Because war is driven by materialistic greed. Simplicity. And once you're realizing these things now, that's exactly why we have studied Word of God and all these things, like, and even more going to be revealed to you again. Maybe some things that not ever been revealed to me or to other people, only to you will be revealed. That's why we all have to be studying Word of God by ourselves. Now, further depicted in 2 Kings 3, verse 14 to 15, and Elijah said, as the Lord of hosts lives, before whom I stand, surely were it not that I regard the presence of Jehoshaphat, king of Judah, I would not look at you nor see you, but now bring me a musician. Then it happened when the musician played that the hand of the Lord came upon him. Same 444 hertz frequency. And under 56th podcast, I added instructions there how you can achieve that. Literally, it's free. I freely received, I freely give. But If some reason or now something you're not finding there, maybe if you can download the file, and it's free, by the way, file downloading is free there. If you cannot find it, message me through social media, I will send you directly. Literally, and it's in the description section down below, all this one will be further depicted. In 1 Chronicles 6, verse 31 to 32, now these are the men whom David appointed over the service of song in the house of the Lord after the ark came to rest. They were ministering with music before the dwelling place of the tabernacle of meeting until Solomon had built the house of the Lord in Jerusalem, and they served in their office according to their order. Served in their office according to their order. So you have to serve God according to your order that you've been ordered from the Lord, not where you haven't been ordered. Further depicted in Job 28, verse 28, and to man he said, behold, the fear of the Lord is that the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom, and to depart from evil is understanding. So anyone says like, oh, I'm wise, wise in my own eyes, now I understand, I understand that. Well, fine, if you wise, then you have fear of the Lord, you know what are consequences, causes for disobedience, majority of them written in Deuteronomy 28, verse 15 till 68. And if you have understanding, then you stopping doing evil, you stopping sinning fully. Because if you just hear of the word but not doer, you're deceiving yourself. Word of God. If you hearing just word of God but not doing it, you are deceiving yourself. You have to be also doer of the word of God, not just hearer. And of course, further, it's depicted all of these. I already spoke about it in the past podcast. Now, for timing wise, I will go straight to the point now, because in the past podcast I spoke about all these stones, you know, of New Jerusalem, how it's going to be looked at the precious stones. But when it comes to this podcast, it's 21st verse. And I recommend for you read all Revelation, but not only Revelation 21, but all of it. But for this time, you know, I'm going to close with this, that because Holy Spirit revealed to me this stuff, you know, while I was preparing. Revelation 21, verse 21. The 12 gates of this New Jerusalem wall were 12 pearls. Each individual gate was of one pearl. And if I remember correctly, each specific gate is for specific tribe. And there's specific even movement through these gates. Like you can move only specific way, but not other way. But here's the point. And the street of the city was pure gold, like transparent glass. And what we got depicted that you will be tested and purified like as finest gold. And Lord God, he searches out the hearts and minds, so he transparently seen. That's why in there was pure gold, city, like transparent glass. So these qualities have to be in you, and you fully, literally made holy, because Lord is holy. You doing that, doing word of God while you're here on earth. So that's what it is, people. So again, you have to accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, believe in him in his finished work on cross, in his burial, resurrection, ascending to heaven, in him you have eternal life. Believe in Christ. And if you say I believe in God, well, you believe in Christ also, because God is in Christ, Christ is in God. But believe means commit. You commit your life to Christ in every your action, every your thought, every your process, behaving, what you're saying, what you do, how you navigate with what you the other people communicating. Do word of God. All observe carefully. How do that? Observe carefully all God commandments, statutes, laws, and judgments in context of new covenant of Jesus Christ. And fully do it. Perform it. Not just hear it. Do it and perform it. Sin no more, That's what means pick up your cross, sin no more, and follow Christ daily, do word of God daily. Red check mark of the beast, which is current sting operations and further gonna be ID mark or whatever else. Mark of the beast is anything without which you can't buy or sell that interfaces with your body. That's mark of the beast. And don't forget to pray. Maybe you need something. Maybe for other person you want to pray something. And also pray that you will be accounted worthy to escape all these things, tribulation period, 7 years that coming upon the whole earth. How to pray? This is the temple. To God, in Jesus Christ's name, privately, while no more sinning, having no part thereof, believing that you receive what you ask for, and give God thanks in advance. And why privately? Because it's written, if you ask him privately, he will reward you openly. But of course, this is just template to what I said. In Jesus Christ's name, you have prayed. All this is temporary, but you have to pray from your heart with your own words, even in your own culture, in your own dialect, but according to this temple. It has to be from your heart, and definitely not some pre-written poems, phrases from some notebook. It has to be fresh from your heart, direct. And soon Lord God comes in on rapture as well. But till that day, does not matter which day it is. We have to serve him while we can see him. And of course, study Word of God. If you ask me, like I said, King James Version and New King James Version. Because it's original translation to English. King James Version original, but New King James Version is like be thou those, and all these words, like modern forms, what they mean, you know, it's written. But when needed, now again, pray to Lord and he gives without no reproach. For me, when needed, Holy Spirit uttering my heart, take a look at the King James Version and understanding it better. And preach gospel of salvation, gospel of kingdom of God, gospel of Jesus Christ, and people say, all word of God is his gospel, to all four corners of earth and lead as many people to Jesus Christ as possible. And of course, if you like this video and this podcast, make sure to press like, subscribe for this channel for future podcasts, press bell button so you will be notified when I upload new podcasts. Feel free to comment down below, please, from sober mind. And if you have friends, relatives, co-workers that will hear about this podcast topics, make sure to share this podcast and channel with them. It will be beneficial for them in the long term. Whether you're looking for products, Bible study wallpapers or music, like I just mentioned, all these links in the description section down below are going to be. And of course, if you want to support me directly through PayPal, you can, or you can contact me through social media. You know, if you need some, you know, work, you know, help, maybe I'm meeting your, you know, requirements, you can contact me there. Email also there is now, but you know, even through social media, you can contact me there. So it's Instagram, Twitter, MeWe, and Twitter going to be in the description section, but mainly MeWe and Twitter, mainly MeWe. Share what I share, other messages from the Lord, people's testimonies, videos, dreams from the Lord, other podcasts, and messages that ultimately leads to Jesus Christ. So that's it now. Thanks for taking heed. Thanks for watching. Thanks for hearing. I hope you learned a lot, and until it actually happens, I see you in the next one.